And that's because you're interested in the fundamental mathematics.
The fundamental physics, but the language is... My mathematics is 19th century mathematics. Except when you come to... Well, actually, quantum mechanics is 19th century mathematics, but it's the use of group theory and among other things, and a lot of purely mathematical devices that were found to be useful in explaining the physics. So it's physics first and math afterwards. And of course, I live in a world which is divided. Well, it's not divided. It's now joint. The boundaries between physics and engineering are very blurred now. The engineer takes the discovery, he comes back with a tool that's magnificent that they can do, the physicists can do things with, and vice versa. So it used to be a 5-year turnaround or a 10-year turnaround. Now it's maybe a few months. You see that in Physics Today, the magazine. You probably get that too. You read these articles. I can read some of them, well, most of them, but because they're explained for the general physical public, how interdisciplinary the whole business is. And so I emphasize the interdisciplinary character.